Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, President Trump now urging China to investigate his political rival Joe Biden, even though a similar request to Ukraine is what sparked the impeachment inquiry. The president made that comment earlier today, though he didn't say what, if anything, China might have to do with the former vice president. The inquiry, hearing from its first witness today, Kurt Volker is a veteran U.S. diplomat and Republican foreign policy specialist, and he's answering questions from three House committees regarding the whistleblower complaint about President Trump's phone call with the leader of Ukraine, followed by an alleged White House effort to cover it up. Today's testimony happening behind closed doors, as correspondent Manu Raju reports.
These members expect to learn a lot from this interview. The question is, how much does he ultimately reveal? But I can tell you, talking to members of this committee, that the expectations are pretty high, that he will reveal a lot, given the fact that he did step aside as the special envoy to Ukraine and then came and talked to this committee. And also, of course, as we know, the State Department tried to push back these interviews of these current and former state officials. He agreed to come as scheduled today. So we'll see ultimately what he reveals to this committee.
The only thing we've heard so far about Volker's testimony is from a Republican congressman from Ohio. Michael Turner released a statement saying he's confident the testimony won't advance the, quote, impeachment agenda of House Democrats. President Trump also said this today when asked about that Ukrainian phone call.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Biden. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens.
That said, there's been no evidence of wrongdoing by either the former vice president or his son, Hunter. A desperate search by a bride-to-be in Brooklyn after her engagement ring vanished.
This engagement ring, worn by her fiancé's great-grandmother in 1910, is out there somewhere. Joe Pankey, Friday night, was partying at the Lower East Side for her bachelorette party. But when she woke up Saturday, horrified, the ring gone. 9 days and counting until her wedding. She hopes somebody please do the right thing and get it back to her.
It's just really heartbreaking. I loved it so much, and I tried so hard to be careful with it. So for this to happen so close to the wedding is really, really crazy.
Slipper room management insists they scoured every inch of the theater there and couldn't find the ring. Somebody has it, and Joe is waiting. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. Here in Sunset Park in Brooklyn.
A guilty plea today from the mayor of Atlantic City. Authorities say Frank Gilliam Jr. raised $87,000 for a youth basketball club he'd founded, but then used the money for his own personal expenses. He's pleaded guilty to wire fraud. Gilliam now faces up to 20 years behind bars when he's sentenced in January. AC's city council president expected to take over as acting mayor. A wake taking place today at a funeral home in Orange County for a hero of the NYPD. Police officer Brian Mulkeen was the cop killed in the line of duty last Sunday in the Bronx. Mayor de Blasio plans to be there today. The officer's funeral service taking place tomorrow at Sacred Heart Church in Monroe, New York. Mulkeen was accidentally shot and killed by fellow officers as they attempted to apprehend a suspect who was also fatally shot. The NYPD says Mulkeen was patrolling the Edenwald houses in the wake of a shootout there last Thursday involving at least 9 suspected gang members. Police have released a video of suspects wanted for questioning. NTSB investigators are now in Connecticut trying to figure out what led a World War II-era vintage military plane to crash at Bradley Airport near Hartford yesterday, killing 7 people. 2 of those victims have been identified. 60-year-old Gary Mazzone of East Windsor was a former police officer, and 59-year-old Robert Riddell of East Granby was an insurance analyst. Correspondent Whit Johnson has more.
We've also learned that 2 local firefighters were on board and injured in the crash. The company that owns the B-17 releasing a statement saying, "Our thoughts and prayers are with those who were on that flight, and we will be forever grateful to the heroic efforts of the first responders."
The pilot reported engine trouble shortly after takeoff and struggled to get into the air. The vintage military plane then crashed into a building and burst into flames.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.